We're going to move to Senate Bill 150. This is an act to revise certain conditions regarding the authorization of bingo or lotteries for restricted purposes and to increase the size of prize certain lotteries may award. Welcome, Senator Clement.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. It is a pleasure to come before you and bring this piece of legislation that affects many of us throughout the state. And I would just like to point out what we're attempting to do with this piece of legislation, and then I have a witness here who would like to explain to you why we feel it's necessary and what we think that it would do as far as these particular activities are concerned. On the first page, you'll notice there is just a language change, which we think would clarify, provided that if it's just something that would change the language. It doesn't make a difference. It just, we feel, condenses a few words out of the code as it is. On page two, we've increased the prize that could be allowed for a raffle. And the reason for this is because as inflation has incurred, the cost of prizes has incurred. Often you couldn't obtain a prize in the $18,000 area. Pickups, some of those things which are popular raffle items are excluded, so we have increased the prize to a $30,000 amount. Many have been conducting, I think, raffles. They probably have exceeded that amount but weren't aware and hadn't gotten, I guess, caught with the proposition that they might have been over the amount that was allowed. On the same page, one other change is that we're asking that the governmental body be notified 30 days before selling any chances for a lottery. They have been using the 30 days, but it has been unclear to what that referred, and we're asking that it be referred to the proposition that you let the governmental body know before you even attempt to sell the lottery tickets or the raffle, as I'll call it, raffle, same thing. So I do have with me city attorney from Sturgis, Bob Havila, and I would like to have him come forward and tell you the circumstances that have brought this legislation before you. After that time, I would be glad to offer testimony as to questions, but I think he probably is better qualified to answer questions than I at this point.
Thank you, Senator Clement.
Thank you very much.
And welcome to the committee.
Good morning.
If you can state your name for the record, that would be great.
Thank you. My name is Bob Havila. I am the city attorney for the city of Sturgis. I bring you greetings from Mayor Lynn and city council. When I left Sturgis this morning about 5:30, it was 36 degrees. It was warm. It was balmy. We're trying to send it your way. Hopefully it'll get here today.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
End the testimony and I'm done. I appreciate the committee taking the time. I'll be brief. The city of Sturgis, of course, is unique. We have a motorcycle rally in the second weekend of August. In the past few years, we've seen a tremendous growth in raffles. When you have 600,000 people, the charitable organizations are finding out that's a very good time to try to raffle off a motorcycle. They do very well. The first part of the proposed legislation would clarify SDCL 22-25-25. The way the statute reads now, it says they must give us 30 days before conducting a lottery. Well, we're not sure what that means. Conducting a lottery, does that mean when you do the drawing? If the drawing is November, then they'd have till the 1st of November. Or does it mean before you sell the tickets? This legislation would clarify that statute. The second part of the legislation would increase the amount of prize to $30,000. I think Senator Clevin made it clear, and I think she did it very well. You don't buy much anymore for $18,000 to raffle off, unfortunately. A Harley-Davidson motorcycle now, you're talking $20,000. And it's not just the rally. I'm a member of the Nausea Temple Shriners. We tried to raffle off a car 2-3 years ago in Rapid City, but we couldn't do it because it exceeded $18,000. So I think this would help many of the charitable organizations in the state. I think it would be very helpful to all of us if we could have the increase in the prize. That's basically my testimony. I appreciate the committee taking time to hear me today.
Thank you. Senator Brose?
Yes, just one question, Mr. Havala. Do you feel on line 11 and 12 where it goes from 18 to 30,000, and yet you just mentioned the problem with, let's say, having a lottery prize of a car? I'm sure there are some cars, pickups, whatever, a lot of these lottery prizes that may be more. Are you tying some hands here by staying at that level? Do you suggest that that is adequate? What is your feeling?
I guess from my experience, and to be honest with you, Senator, I've basically dealt with the motorcycle end of things. Motorcycle is a very popular thing to raffle during the rally. 30,000 takes care of that issue. However, you make a good point. 30,000 for a pickup, that's nothing anymore for those of you that buy new pickups. That's nothing. If the committee were to decide to maybe extend it further, I don't think there would be a problem as far as I'm concerned, but I think you got to be a little careful how far you go. You don't want to be competing with the state lottery, for example, that type of thing. Not that that would ever happen, but you know, I guess it could rise as an issue. But 30,000, I feel comfortable with that from our side of things, because we deal basically in motorcycles, and that would cover your motorcycles.
Thank you, Mr. Havala. One comment on that. I guess as we make a change here, if we're going to make it, we're dealing with an entire state, and I think probably close to you right out there, you have, I know, cars being given away at Deadwood, and et cetera, and I'm sure that maybe Senator Cleven would like to think about that for a minute and as we go through the bill. Yes. Oh, excuse me, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, the language and the $30,000 amount was suggested by Revenue as we put this together, so that was just their thought. And we're agreeable if the committee feels that this is not going to be adequate to take care of the situation. But we have no problems with your wisdom at this point.
Thank you. Madam Chair, let me just comment. Yes. That was not even close to what I did yesterday. The only thing that my vice chair didn't do was hit me with the gavel rather than the table.
Well, if that's the worst thing you ever do in this committee, you're forgiven. Are there questions? Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Are there further proponents for Senate Bill 150? Further proponents. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 150? Any opponents? Okay, we're going to close for committee discussion and action. Yes, Senator Simmons.
The comments just made by Senator Brose are one of the reasons why we don't buy new pickups anymore. But I guess I see the point, and I would move to pass.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Senator Simmons, seconded by Senator Whiting to pass. Any further committee discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Brown.
I guess I believe that Senator Brose brought a good question that, is this sufficient? I mean, we have to, I think, consider this statewide and not just in... I really don't know. I mean, maybe if you look at the book on it, they'll get under instead of the sticker price and
well,
wholesale
and
retail type thing.
I know that I brought this bill once before for a group that I was working with, and actually, that explains why it's at the level that it's at. I ran into some opposition to raising the limit, and it wasn't from the Department of Revenue. It was from people who just had concerns about any form of gambling in any manner, shape, or form. But I tend to think that 30 may be too limited, too. But it's a debate. Senator Dupre.
I would be interested in what Senator Simmons would think in terms of what, if someone did want to offer a pickup, what would be a good amount that would cover, or maybe Senator Huttmacher. I haven't looked at pickups. I don't have a use for a pickup and couldn't afford the gas mileage.
You can get pickups for under $30,000 without any problem. If you want to get a nice, fancy four-door pickup with a little chrome on it and outfitted, it's $35,000, $36,000, $38,000 on a sticker price.
Okay. Senator Huttmacher?
If my, yeah, and then I may add, if you go to a diesel and dually, then you're looking at $42,000, and that's why I just look at the stickers.
Madam Chair. Senator Bros?
I guess we have a difference here, and I was watching Mr. Ortbaum there. When we say in excess of $30,000, are we talking about the sticker price or, let's say, the dealer price that they offer to? What would your interpretation be of that?
Good question.
Thanks for your answer. So, in other words, what I'm saying, may I continue?
Yes.
What I'm saying here is if we're looking at what the cost the dealer could make it to, let's say if the children group that Senator Dugard works with, we're going to be giving away a car at a hole-in-one or something like that, what would they give? Would it be $30,000 that they would give it to him for, $30,000 on the sticker price or whatever? That's where we're hung up here. I am in favor, if we are going to look at the sticker price for that, I would actually offer an amendment. But that's why I was trying to get the ruling. And I would offer an amendment to at least raise that to $35,000. But if it's the other way around, then...
Well, and we could, you know, as a suggestion for the committee, we could always take this to the floor and do some research. I think... my memory serves me right. It was, quote, the value, which would probably be subject to interpretation if push came to shove by a court. But we could do that, too, offered on the floor.
Madam Chair, I think that's a good suggestion, and then we can iron out that.
Okay. Well, we do have a motion, do pass motion before us. Is there any other committee discussion? Hearing none, the question before us is a do pass on Senate Bill 150. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Bros?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Evers?
Aye.
Nays 9, nays 10.
Senate Bill 150 has a do pass motion.
Thank you very much.